Deuteronomy and Luke express living a generous life by loving our neighbor and sharing what we have with our neighbor. We know that not all people have the same drive or the same interests, but we know that all people have the need to eat and a longing for safety. We also know that people like you and me often try to prove we can make it on our own. When we come to the realization that we are not God and that we need God to continue to create for us our life-sustaining elements, then our relationship with God and God's creation become fruitful. We hear the writer claiming a God who will free us from the bondage we put ourselves in by our personal need to get everything we can at any cost. Sometimes the cost is at the expense of our neighbor or even at the expense of our relationship with God. What are we willing to do to achieve the personal successes this world offers us? Are those achievements worth the cost of good relationships? Our text tells us, when we think we are able to make it on our own, we soon find ourselves alone, lost, and wishing we had never left the safety of our relationship with God and family or community. Like the son who asks for his share of the family inheritance and goes off to make it on his own, only to find himself jealous of the pigs who get food to eat because he has squandered everything just to prove to himself he didn't need his father. We see ourselves as independent when we want to move out of the house and make it in life, and that is a good thing as a human. We want to be productive humans and pull our own weight. We feel good about getting a paycheck or the reward of doing a good job. It is when we think we have done this on our own that gets us into trouble. It may be only after we think it is too late that we realize we do need our Father, and we turn back to the ones who have loved us and have given us a safe place to live and food to eat. It is by the grace of God that we have life. It is by the grace of God that we are fed and clothed and given shelter. It is by the grace of God that we gather as a people of God, to look with our brothers and sisters in praise to the life-giving sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, who opens the gate of God's salvation. When we turn back to the God of all creation and we find that that God, the only God of all creation, has always been with us and has not left us. Our God will not let anyone or anything take away God's love for God's creation. It is the love that God shows us when we do not deserve God's love. It is God's love that sends salvation to us in an open gate that never closes to us. It is Jesus Christ that welcomes us into the relationship with God by being open to all the children of God. It is our privilege to be the hands and feet of God while we work and play and dance and sing the glory and praises to our God, the only God, the open gate for God's righteousness, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, you bring us to yourself because you know what we need when we do not know for ourselves. You show us love and teach us to love our neighbors as we wait for your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.